Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio. Here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
And that's my co-host, Jimmy J. Best. He's on WMEX every Saturday night, 6 to 9, and he's on with us when he gets up early enough. He's on with us Sunday mornings on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. He's my co-host, but he hasn't been on for the last couple of weeks. But we want to give him a round of applause because he does a great show anywhere he does it. That was him doing the voiceover for me. He's, yeah, baby, all right. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, yeah, baby. That's for Jimmy J. He may be calling in tonight. He may give us a shout. We never know. But this is Trey Martin, Wednesday at midnight, and it's about 1 minute after midnight right now. And I'm happy you're out there listening, and it's a little chilly over here where I am on the East Coast right near New York City. We're about 5 minutes from New York City in Weehawken, New Jersey. So we're having fun out here, and we're always recording and doing a lot of different things. We record morning, noon, night, and in between we're doing videos. So we go nuts here, but we have a new book out. We have a new book out called Trump and the Benghazi Story versus the Empty Pantsuit. It's an e-book if you want to check it out. We just did an event tonight at 11:30. We did an event for it, and we had a number of people show up, and a lot of people did. A lot of people didn't show up, you know. I hear somebody out there. Who is it?
Who else would it be? Mr. Gunn himself. The gunman himself, the colonel.
The colonel. Yeah, listen.
Papa Cuckoo.
I know you're crying right now. You're crying.
Oh, my God. I got to return all my gifts from Christmas now. You know, because
I bought all. You're crying. No, I see you crying. You're crying. You're very sad. You're very sad because
every
saw
time
Paula,
I
saw Paula Jones. Paula Jones looked very hot in the picture they have on her. She was always like an ugly duckling for me, but she looked very hot in this picture. She got a good picture, and I don't know if you saw it, but good picture. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say every time I think of my kids, I cry, just like the president. You know, every time he thinks of those kids, he cries.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to have to return all my Christmas gifts because my kids bought all kinds of guns for me off the internet. You know, it's so easy to buy guns off the internet with no check.
Oh, of course. You know, they make everything easy. Everything
is
easy. You know, yeah. Yeah, there's got to be more restrictions because there's no restrictions now. You know, they talk like there's no restrictions now to buy stuff.
God,
like,
man,
you know?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, did anybody try to buy a gun lately? I mean, no, really. But anyway, it's a... Listen, I don't even want to talk about that schmuck because, I mean, everybody, every show I heard was the same thing, you know. And also, you know what I heard? That the tear duct, his tear duct is on the wrong side of the eye. It's on the it's on the right side of his eye instead of being on the left. I mean, he had the tear duct on the wrong side of the eye. But now, you know, I got a feeling that when we go in to buy a gun, there's have to be a restriction. You have to cry first before you buy the gun. You got to cry first before you... Or else you bring John Boehner with you, and he'll just do the job for you, you know.
Man, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's amazing.
There he is right here.
There he is.
That's Barack. There we go.
There he is.
I feel so bad. You didn't feel so bad when Trayvon Martin was... He didn't cry with Trayvon Martin. He didn't cry with the other guy. He didn't cry. He mentioned, I tell you what, he mentioned Chicago today, which was surprising to me. You know?
Yeah, and Yeah, I know. And everybody clapped. I mean, what was that about?
I know.
He's such a phony. He's just amazing, man. And you know, it's a shame that we get scrutinized. The good people of this country get scrutinized more so than these Syrian refugees will get scrutinized. It's unbelievable.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, he's letting out all the criminals all the time, and
there's another one. Yep, just let them out because they were improperly imprisoned anyway.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, he's not a bad guy though. My brother said, you know, my brother went to college, and not a college like you, but he went to one of these liberal colleges. I don't know where he graduated from, but he's a PhD. But when I asked him about Barack, I said, this is a couple of years ago. So what do you think about Barack? He goes, he's not doing a bad job. me and my girl would always laugh about it. Goes,
I'm telling you,
he's not doing a bad job.
Nothing against your brother. He's a smart guy, but this is how upside down the world is.
They're so stupid, these guys.
Exactly. They got no common sense.
No.
Oh, my God. And I love this one. I hate to bring it up.
What?
It's like, you know, I think there's a little bit of special forces activity going on in Afghanistan, and I think...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I think it's okay now to a certain extent, but for this president to say to the American people there's no combat going on over there, I mean, how much more ridiculous, ludicrous, you know, verbiage can this guy put forth that nobody stands up and says, wait a minute, what the fudge are you talking about? None of these media guys will say, what are with these word games? I mean, does he really think we're that stupid? It's sick, man. This guy is
Well,
terrible.
his base is brain dead. You know, they listen to whatever he says. And you know, if he doesn't listen to Fox or the cable, he doesn't know what's going on. So and they don't listen to Fox or cable or anything else, CNN or even MSNBC. They don't listen, so they don't know what's going on, really. So whatever he tells them, he makes things up, and it sounds good to them. You know, I mean, you know, it sounds good to them. They like it.
What a mess! What a mess! But
well, I don't know if anybody knows out there, but it's 353 days from today. Till Christmas. Yeah.
Well, you can't get any guns, though. Our Christmas list will be whittled down now because we got to take guns off.
Well, not only that, you can't even buy a Guns N' Roses CD anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, they got restrictions on that.
It's just blank. It's blank and roses.
Yeah.
No Guns N' Roses.
Blank those roses. That's right. Yeah, baby.
Look around you. What the hell is good? The market's crashing. You know, the market's crashing. Saudi Arabia and Iran are ready to go to war. And that'll be good because we'll give, what, $150 million or whatever it is that we're giving to Iran so that they can build that nuclear bomb and destroy Saudi Arabia.
You know, I hope they at least signed a deal. They didn't even sign that. They didn't sign that deal. They didn't commit to that deal.
No, exactly. Oh, man.
You know, I saw Paul Ryan on Hannity tonight. Did you see it?
I did.
I thought he was real good. I like, for some reason, I mean, they've called him a rhino, but I like Paul Ryan. I don't know why.
I think he's a pretty staunch conservative. I don't think he's a rhino, but I kind of like him.
I think because he's in the Congress and now he's the Speaker and everything. I think he's playing along with everybody, and you know he's got to get along with people and stuff like that. So he's playing the game. But I don't think he's a super rhino, really. Like, my girlfriend hates him now. I don't know yet. I got to make a decision yet. I still kind of like him. I like what you were saying tonight. You know, they're passing a vote where they're going to defund
Obamacare.
Obamacare and Planned Parenthood.
He was pretty confident about that, which I was kind of surprised
about. Yeah,
well,
no, they're going to definitely pass it. The Republican House is going to pass it, but he says it's going to definitely get on Obama's desk, and he said that he knows he won't pass it. Of course not.
Right.
He's going to just, get rid of it. But then he says they're going to have another kind of a vote on it later on down the road at the end of the month or something that could pass it, or some kind of special thing they're going to do. Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. But I thought he was all right. I thought he was all right. You know.
Yeah,
nothing,
he sounded a
lot
like
worse. You know.
He's a young guy. You know. He's a young guy. Got a lot to learn yet, but I think he's a good guy. Anyway, getting off that, did you hear this, Colonel? It's unbelievable. By the way, this is Trey Martin on Wednesday at midnight, and I'm happy if you're out there listening, and I'm even happy if you're thinking about listening, or if you're not listening and you'll listen next time. But anyway,
you have to be happy because it's Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Right. Woo-hoo-hoo. The number here is 347-838-8898. But I got the mysterious colonel with me, and I just wanted to ask you, and if you've heard about this, because they have a new speaker, not a speaker of the house, but a new speaker, like a very miniature speaker, that gets inserted into the vagina. Do you hear about it?
No.
I mean, this is not a joke. This is serious. I mean, they got a speaker that gets inserted into the vagina so they can play music to fetuses. The fetuses. Now, of course, the woman has to be pro-life. Otherwise, it's not going to, you know, they won't even let you buy this. There's restrictions. There's like gun buying restrictions on this speaker. Because if you're not pro-life, you can't buy the speaker.
You know, who thinks of this stuff? Who thinks of this stuff?
I'll tell you. It's called a baby pod. And it's a speaker inserted into the vagina. You know, they didn't want to insert it in the other side because they figured it wouldn't be right. But it's inserted into the vagina. And
do you run this stuff
launches,
by Lisa before you talk about it?
It launches with a first concert.
No.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Come on.
Lisa, I'm telling you look at drugs, you'll see this. I'm not kidding about this. There's a big story about it.
I'm going to have to change the rating of your show from G to PG.
Or very, very
all right,
bad.
I'll get off of this.
Oh, my God.
Let me get off of this. I'll get off. I'll get off of this. Listen, it's news. But it's not dirty about it.
What paper you read?
I mean, I may have made a bad
thing. Oh, my gosh.
In theory, I guess
it sounds good. No pun intended. Bah, 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 bah.
Let's get back to Paula Jones. Paula Jones was on with Aaron Klein the other night. I didn't hear the interview, but he digs up all of Clinton's old girlfriends.
No kidding! I didn't know that.
He had Juanita Broderick on a couple of weeks ago. And I heard part of that interview live, but then this one is on the internet. You can see this one with Paula Jones, but she looks very striking in the picture. She used to be like an ugly duckling. I mean, really. I mean, Clinton. You know, I mean, Clinton comes on with these chicks that are beasts. They really don't need a Halloween costume. You know, some of them. And but Paula Jones in this picture really looks good. I was surprised. You know, they got her at a good angle and everything. It looks like it was a selfie anyway. I don't know. But
interesting.
She was complaining about that. You know, of course that Hillary is bad news, and she's against women, but she tries to say she's for women. All that nice.
Yeah.
You know, I got news for you. Paula Jones keeps looking like that. She's gonna be a recruiting tool for ISIS.
One of the 72 virgins, I guess. Good Lord.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, we don't have to worry about ISIS. Everything is okay. It's
there's no problem. Whole thing is gun control now. Whole thing is gun control. You know, and what I love, you know, they Obama has a thing now that if you're gonna sell a gun, like say you're gonna sell a gun to your son or to your friend, you gotta get a license.
Exactly,
you gotta get a license to sell that gun to your friend, and the license takes a year to get or something.
Well, the mysterious colonel will admit to all your audiences and Lisa that years ago I was an FFL, And I used to dabble in it. And but, you know, that's as, I guess, under the Clinton administration, they tightened up a little bit, and that's why I just didn't go for it again. And, you know, now, like you said, you want to sell it to somebody that you know, a family member, forget it. And I think, who was it, made a good point tonight. I was listening. It was either Mark Levin or Michael Savage was, I think it might have been Mark Levin. I thought I was listening to him, but somebody made a good point. They're just going to make it so intimidating that you're going to that you're going to be afraid to get an FFL, and so that you know will just mathematically reduce the number of people who apply for FFLs.
Yeah.
It's all
going to
be intimidation.
You're
going to be afraid, like you know, you know
right.
You know my background, and I got to tell you, when I had to do what I had to do to get the authorization to carry. In my status now, it was like when I went out to a particular law enforcement agency to get it, I felt like I was being treated like a criminal. It was unbelievable.
I know.
It's crazy. And the first thing I thought of, man, this law enforcement officer is questioning the mysterious colonel who has dual, you know, backgrounds, as you know.
Right.
And it's as if I'd be the first person they would go to confiscate all my weapons. And that's what I felt this line of questioning was. It was unbelievable. And I'm telling you, I was taken aback, and I wanted to tell this young guy, hey, pal, there's 1,000 other people out there that have a lot more illegal firearms. Maybe you should try going after them. But it's unbelievable, and that's what's going to happen. And they're just going to intimidate people. That's all they can do.
Well, you know, the thing is that
the guy that was
asking you questions was probably a schmuck, didn't even have any kind of background like you did, and he's asking, you know, he's a schmuck asking you questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was really disappointed. From one law enforcement officer to another, I was extremely bothered by that.
Right.
But this is the way everything is topsy turvy in this world, and it's upside down and it's backwards. So
yeah,
and you know what?
You know,
if he wants to make a good example, then let's prosecute the straw poll buyer from the San Bernardino folks. There's no question; this guy admitted to it. Let's prosecute him now. You know,
well, are they doing that though, Colonel? I'm
sure they will, but let's make an example of them. Let's prosecute them to the max. Let's see what the Obama administration will sentence this guy to. I want to know. If you want to make an example of somebody, let's make an example of him. Let's do it publicly. You know,
absolutely. He sold the gun.
Let's hit him hard. Exactly.
He bought the guns for the guys. He's a criminal too.
Exactly. I want this guy to be locked up for a long time, if not his entire life. That's what they want to do. You know,
he's part of the reason those people are dead. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He is the reason. You know,
he's
I mean, well,
crime.
But he's 99% of the reasons, because he got them the guns.
Right.
What a joke. But this is all they can come up with, this administration, man. It's unbelievable.
Well, I don't know. You know, Barack must have really had too many on New Year's Eve. But, you know, I know I heard he was crying. I saw the whole thing today, and my girlfriend couldn't stand it.
I got to tell you, it's hard for me to watch. It's absolutely, and I agree with Antoinette. It is hard to watch.
She closed the door. She said, I can't stand that anymore. You know, close the door. Because he went on and on and on and on. But, you know, you weren't on Sunday. You were tied up on Sunday. But
yeah, I was tied up. I'm sorry.
What you would call it was with me, a buddy Kevin Bowles was with me.
Oh, Kevin Bowles. Okay, good.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Lisa played this little call that Jimmy got. You got to take a listen to it. Lisa, can you play that, please, for us?
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jimmy. Happy New Year.
I've had a handful of prescription drugs, okay? And a glass of wine. I'm starting to feel kind of... Where was it?
It's the Jimmy J program.
Oh my God, yes!
J.M. is Lord!
Yes, yes,
Jimmy J program.
Yes!
now that she's got a vagina.
Happy New Year.
So what? I've got a question for all those folks. What are you gonna do? Just shut up.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Phoebe and the Stars.
When is this thing gonna be over?
Pump up the party! Pump up the party! With Jimmy James!
Oh yeah, we're getting ready to roll. It sure is, darling, don't you know?
Here's Jimmy James!
DJ of the Stars!
It's WMEX, baby, just like back in the day.
Pump up the party! With Jimmy James!
We're gonna rock and roll till we can't rock and roll no more.
Hey everybody, I got my dancing shoes on. And I'm ready to rock and roll.
Hi, this is Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg with Jimmy J on Rewind.
From deep in the heart of Boston's musical memory, from the very heart and soul of rock and roll.
Jimmy J. I got a strategy. I got a strategy.
Shut up, you moron.
Who the hell is that?
I think it's some guy from Indonesia.
Well, he sounds like an idiot.
What the hell are you gonna do? Just shut up. When is this thing gonna be over?
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Quiet, Bo. Hey, Jimmy. How are you doing? DJ of the Stars. Good morning and a happy, happy New Year to you and your family. Yeah, they caught me a bad moment. I had a few that night. Listen, all you're going to do, you know, we all got to get loose once in a while. But listen, you know, I should have made Bo my Secretary of State instead of Hillary. Man, she did a bad job. You know, I mean, bad enough, I was absent from the job, and she was gone. You kidding? Anyway, there's some gun control this week. I want to straighten it all out. Don't worry about nothing. You tell your partner, what's his name again? Trade. I can't stand him. But Donald, he's going to get working on taking his guns away. No problem. And they're going to have any problem anymore. They're going to worry about guns. Only criminals will have guns. That's it. Only criminals will have guns in this way. There won't be any problems anymore because criminals need to go and do their jobs. You see, Bo agrees with me. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Need you to the stars. You come down. We're going to have a little party, me and you. We'll drink a couple. We'll have a few and have a couple of cold ones and smoke a little bit, do a little bit. Whatever we want to do, you know, you and me. You and my buddy, Jimmy J. You are the DJ of the stars. And when I get out of office, I'm no lame duck, though. Don't worry about me. But when I get out of office, me and you are going to get together. I'm going to record something, and you're going to play it on WMEX, and you're going to make me a star. Goodbye, Jimmy. Talk to you later, buddy. You're the best. We got to break the hoop. So long.
Shut up, you moron.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I heard they're going to do a record. Him, Bill Clinton, and Bill Cosby, they're going to do a record.
Oh, boy, there's another one. Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Bill Cosby. He's got it together, Bill Cosby.
Why do these
see,
women wait
and
so
everything?
Long before they
they're
come out
with
all this
with
stuff?
They're doing a number on them. They're going to say, oh, man, he's old, and he can't
yeah,
really walk.
Exactly.
And he's not, well, they're going to do that mafia thing. Oh, he's got to go to the hospital, and he can't testify
right
now.
Right.
They're going to go through that whole thing.
Man.
I could see them setting that whole thing up for Bill Cosby.
Just incredible.
Unbelievable. I know.
Another one. Another winner.
But, oh, my God. What a shame. There's no integrity anywhere. Except we're the only two guys, me, you, and Kevin and Jimmy J, are the only guys that have integrity. And Lisa, we're the only guys with integrity. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah. I don't even know what that word means, but I'm glad I have it. It's like, wow, man. Why do they wait so long to come out you know, and make these claims when it happened so long ago.
Well, they probably, they make them, but they get shut down, you know, they get paid off.
I guess.
This girl that got this new claim on him, she got a payment from Bill Cosby.
Oh, so that's what it was. Just getting paid
she
off.
She got a payment, but now because everybody else has been coming out, she came out again.
She jumped on board. Yeah, I got you.
She was paid to shut up, though, already, you know?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what it is.
The thing is, what I think is, to make it all fair, I mean, Obama wants to make everything fair. Why doesn't Bill Cosby give us the stuff he was using on these chicks so we could use it?
Exactly, really.
Really.
You know, kind of knockout drugs or whatever, yeah.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not right. That he just has it. He just has the stuff.
Exactly,
you know?
Right. Oh,
I never
man.
Was able to use that. I never got a chance to use that stuff. I mean, come on, you know.
That's right. Shame. Oh, man.
But anyway.
Good Lord.
You know, well, the bimbo eruption is coming out, though, you know, with Bill Clinton. There's a big bimbo eruption now. There's people, even more people coming out of the thing. He said Trump wants to ask the difference between Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton. He says he wants to know what the difference is between them.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah. But you know what? I don't know if any of this is going to hurt Hillary. It's unbelievable.
Well, not with the Democrats. The Democrats are just locked into that.
Yeah,
she's got every Democrat vote. They don't care. They want her in office really badly. They just love her. They want her. She's the greatest woman in the world. I mean, she hasn't told the truth yet, but she's the greatest woman
in the
world.
Right?
You know?
Just amazing. And I can't imagine, you know, calling the family members, the surviving family members of the Benghazi folks, liars. She's making
oh,
a
I know.
That she
can
never
you imagine?
Told her. I that is just so despicable. It's just, man, how low can you go? But I guess that speaks volumes that she's, you know, are you going to believe me or are you going
to
believe them? And I stand by my story. That just shows you how low she would go. That's unbelievable. But this is what America has let happen. Nobody seems to care, I guess.
Well, there's that new movie coming out. It's called 13
January.
Hours.
Yeah, January 15th, I think it comes out. 13
you know,
hours.
It doesn't mention. It doesn't mention Hillary once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As they say, it does not mention Hillary once in that movie.
Interesting.
Imagine that.
Yeah. How about that? Whatever.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Just this kind of crazy, and I'm not. I'm not sure how this election is going to go because I don't know. I mean, this to me is indicative of the apathy in the American people. I just don't know when they're going to get it. Honestly, don't know when they're going to get it.
I tell you, I think Trump is bringing out a lot of new voters that have never voted before or haven't voted in a long time. I think he's waking a lot of people up.
Well, you know? I hope so. I hope so. I don't know how it's going to turn out at the end of the day, because I think he's running out of a little steam and still isn't coming out with any specifics. You know, he's still talking in generalities.
Yeah, but
well,
nobody's coming out with any specifics, though.
I guess not.
You know, really, they don't really come out with specifics. And you know, he's a little more vague than most of them. But,
right.
But they don't come out with specifics either. And the thing is, listen. You know, they don't want him. He's going to still have a tough time getting nominated.
Yeah,
they
I agree.
Don't want him.
I agree.
Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin said that the Republican elite, the Republican establishment, would rather have Hillary than have Trump.
Yeah, that's really a shame. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I know. That's what they say. I mean, who knows? But Obama sided with Iran over Saudi Arabia. You know?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? That is amazing. Yeah. That whole Middle East is a bleak you-know-what storm, all created by this administration. There's no doubt in my mind. And I got to tell you, you know, there's a lot of people that talk about, you know, the makings and the beginnings of World War III. And I got to tell you, I could certainly see that. And I sort of believe it now.
Well, you know, Nostradamus said it's going to happen in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I just don't see what somebody or something will just come along and say, okay, it's all better now, you know? It's just getting worse.
Oh, no, no. This is never going to get better, you know.
Yeah,
because,
so,
you know, the only thing that's going to get better is you know, Islam. Islam is really peaceful and it's going to
yeah,
be good.
Exactly.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, listen, we're at the end of our rope right now. It's 12:30, and we want to say good night, everybody. Oh, good morning, everybody, because it's
good morning.
Midnight. I want to thank you very much for listening. I got the mysterious Colonel with me. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Lisa, thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon. Jimmy J., wherever you are, we'll talk to you later. Goodbye, everybody. This is Trey Martin. Good night. We'll see
good
you.
Night, good night, Trey. Good night, Lisa.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.